So next week, all around the country is Mental Health Awareness Week. It's an opportunity to continue to raise awareness around the importance of supporting each other's mental well-being. Jane has joined us today to talk about all the ways that we can support each other.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So, Mental Health Awareness Week, I mean, we've just come off Are You OK Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there has been an increase in people kind of asking each other if they're OK, aside from that one day that we had?
Oh, look, I like to think so. I like to think that, you know, mental health and mental... I like to call it mental wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have your mental health, you have nothing. I like to think that people are checking in on each other more. I like to think that people are actually caring about each other more.
And do you think that we are doing a good job at kind of starting to reduce this stigma that exists around being... having some mental health challenge?
Yeah, I like to think so. I like to think so. When I've been on previously with Georgia, we've talked repeatedly about that fantastic ad where it's the guy at the football and then he's at the barbecue and his mate just keeps checking in with him.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is so important for people to see, because it's really good subliminal messages, because it just plants that seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to people, actually, guys, it's okay to check in on each other.
Yeah, and it's okay to check in repeatedly, you know.
Correct.
Like, you don't have to shove it in someone's face.
Correct.
You just, you know.
You don't need to stage an intervention.
Yeah.
Although interventions can be fun.
And, of course, when we talk about mental health or mental wealth, we are not just talking about one single facet of our lives. It's something that is all-encompassing.
Yeah.
And that you affects every single aspect of our life.
Absolutely. If everybody goes to the WAMH website, which is WAAMH, which is Western Australian Association for Mental Health, they've got these great resources, and one of the resources is called the Wellness Wheel. And what it does is it actually has every sector of your life, health and fitness, spirituality, fun and recreation, romance, home, blah, 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 blah. And what it does is it gets you to rate where you feel that you sit in all those areas, because all those areas affect our mental health. Ultimately, every moment of every day affects our mental health.
Mm. And conversely, our mental health can have an impact on all those areas.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of that wheel. I'm a bit of a, you know, journaling, bullet journal list type person.
Me too. It looks like a vomit on the pages as you're writing everything, yeah.
And so it gives you this opportunity to go, okay, so I don't feel like I rate too highly in work at the moment. It's not bringing me much joy. How can I move that up to a 5 or a 6?
Exactly. And that's, I guess, as a mental health practitioner, but also someone who strives to maintain my own mental health, I use this sort of stuff, not necessarily the wellness wheel, but I use this sort of stuff in my checklist every day when I go to sleep. It's how have I gone today? How do I feel about something? And what can I do if I go, okay, so maybe in the, the career section of my life, okay, I'm not actually that happy with it. What can I do? So that may be to reach out to other people. That may be checking in with mentors and friends. What do they think you should do? And it's the same for everything. It's the same for your mental health. Hey, I'm not travelling too well. And you know, this is linking in with your support network. And everybody needs a support network.
Mm.
Everybody needs a support network.
So if you are maybe struggling to identify your support network, or feeling like your support network is not as great as it could be, where can you reach out to?
Oh, look, I'm a huge advocate for just checking in with your GP in the first instance.
Mm-hmm.
Because realistically, your GP is going to be able to give you a lot of solutions. And they can then go, okay, so you're not travelling too well. Let's link you in with this. Let's link you in with the social... a social network, like maybe even a volunteer organisation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even, okay, let's get you linked into a support group. You know, it's that sort of thing. So I guess, again, use your GP like that linkage.
When we talk about checking in on other people, we also, I guess, need to check in on ourselves.
All repeatedly. I think we forget to do that.
Yeah, I think sometimes we do. Yeah.
I mean, I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of just going so hard and being so busy that I forget to check in on how I'm doing. And that's super important. That's super, super important.
And yet the self-care that we've kind of peddled is always about bubble baths and nail polish, I guess, as women. There's always this
I mean,
idea
as you
that
can see,
that's
I don't
self-care.
Do nail polish.
Oh, my needs to be my nail polish.
But that's, I mean, yeah, for some people that's good, but sometimes self-care is more about maybe taking half an hour and listening to your favourite music
mm-hmm.
or walking on the grass without any shoes on. To reconnect, you know, to reground. Spending half an hour cuddling your fur babies.
And maybe making that list before you need it.
Correct.
As well, and having it somewhere where you can see it every day and go, okay, that's right, that's what I do when
Correct.
I'm feeling a bit disconnected from the world.
Yeah, that's really, really helpful. Yes.
What else is happening for Mental Health Week?
Mental Health Week. Oh, my God, it's so exciting. So it starts Monday, and there's heaps and heaps happening. If you want to check out what's happening on in Perth, Western Australian Association for Mental Health, website will be able to provide you with lots of stuff. One of the biggest exciting things at East Metro Mental Health is that we are having concurrent events on Thursday the 10th from about 10 a.m. We've got Noongar Radio coming down. We've got a bit of a sausage sizzle, and also Aboriginal Mental Health Services are going to be providing kangaroo stew and damper.
Fantastic.
For 100 folks that come down and see us. We've got choirs happening, and then the other exciting thing for all of Perth is on I think it's Thursday night, is a huge big dance thing at the Wacker. I can't remember who that's by, though. I want
to
say...
Okay, so we definitely need to find out about the dance thing.
Yeah, that's huge. It's only $10 too, but it's free if you're on, if you're not working, and you just get on down there and have a boogie.
Going back to the choir thing for a second.
Yes.
I'm a massive advocate for joining a choir. If you are feeling like maybe your support group could
Absolutely.
Grow a little bit... then there's nothing better than getting in a room with a bunch of other people and just singing
yeah.
your little heart out.
Absolutely. Even if you can't sing.
Even if you can't sing. Yeah. No one's going to know.
No. Doesn't matter.
They're not going to hear you.
No. Or even dancing. Dancing's really good too.
Yes.
Dancing and music.
So we will definitely find out the details of this dancing thing
yes.
at the Wacker. Put them on the website.
Absolutely. So it's WHAM website. Check it out.
Jane, thank you once again.
Lovely to see
us.
You.